about 9, and it's been a real, it's one of the privileges of my life to serve alongside him, and he's one of my best friends, and I love the fact that up the front you'll see him going after Jesus passionately, and when you get to know him away from this place, you realise he's exactly the same Monday to Saturday. He just loves Jesus, and so it's a real privilege of me to do life with him. So Pete, come and come and speak.
Thank you so much, Martin. Well, good morning. This is a great day, isn't it? Check this out. Look at you guys. You look amazing. I'm very aware that there is probably going to be a whole range of people in this room. If this is your first time ever joining us at the River, you are so welcome. We are really, really pleased to have you here. We want you to feel at home. If you feel like you're out of your comfort zone being in church or being in a different church or, you know, whatever, just relax, okay? Jesus loves you. He does. And he thinks you're great. Whether you know him or not, he thinks you're great. He really does. And so if I figure that there's probably 3 groups of people that are here. There's some people this morning who are here because they're getting baptized. And that's a really good thing, because otherwise we would have wasted a lot of time putting a pool in. And so they hopefully know what they're doing. But we're going to just give this a little bit of context. Then there's another group of people probably that are in this room. And you guys, you've heard from Leo already. You've heard from Martin already. You guys have been baptized at some point in your life. Yeah, give me a cheer if you've ever been baptized. You got baptized. Awesome. Okay, so there's you guys. And so actually, this is a reminder of actually something that you've had one of these kind of days. And then I'm just thinking that there might be some others in this room who actually, you're here because you're here to support, and you're actually wondering, what is this all about? What are these people doing? What, really? Sunday morning, we've squidged more people than is conceivable into a building that is, let's be honest, is slightly too small for the number of people in the room. And we've decided we're going to put a hot tub in, which is really not that hot. And a group of people are going to get fully clothed into this pool of water. And so we need to just give you some context, just to help you out and just to help you realize that we're not actually as bonkers as you think we are. Well, maybe a little bit, but we're going to root our bonkersness in the Word of God, in Jesus. And I'm going to keep this really short. I'm under orders. I've got 5 minutes. And that was my intro. There's 3 questions. Over here, look, if we look over here, I love that I've got a mic. I can run around the place and I can dance. And look, so we've got some questions. Now, there's 3 questions that we are going to ask everyone who's getting baptized. And it's really important that you guys know that we're asking them these questions. So I'm just going to go through these 3 questions, okay? And then that's going to give us some context for what we're doing. Is that all right? Awesome. Okay, so question number 1 is, do you know that you are a dearly loved child of God? Okay, now, why would we want to ask people that question? See, there was a moment when Jesus was on the earth. Because, can I just say, Jesus actually was on planet Earth? The Bible's really clear, genealogy, so that the record of the generations going back, Jesus is clearly on the earth, and there is historical, factual documents aside from the Bible that corroborate the fact that Jesus was a real person who walked on this earth. Yeah? Awesome. Just thought I'd clear that up with you, anyone who's wondering. There's a moment where Jesus steps into a pool of water. Now, for him, it was a river, a literal river. And he stepped into this river. And the reason he did that was because his cousin, a guy called John the Baptist, was baptizing people. So it was convenient that that was his surname because that was what he was doing. He was baptizing people in this river. And John had a partial revelation. Let the lion roar. That's a ringtone and a half, isn't it? Awesome. Can anyone beat that on ringtones, by the way? I think Mike takes the record for the best ringtone in the house. So Jesus has stepped into this river to be baptized. And he's doing this to fulfill what was in Scripture in the Old Testament. Bible's in two halves. We've got Old Testament, we've got New Testament. And Jesus is wanting to fulfill what's in Scripture. And he's wanting to model for us and to begin his ministry. This happens right early on in his public ministry. And he's stepping out. And John the Baptist says, whoa, 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 I can't baptize you. You should be baptizing me. And Jesus says, no. You're going to baptize me. And then every single person that comes after me in my name is going to get baptized. And what Jesus was doing, he was setting up something that was brilliant. He was setting something up that could stand for all time to give us a way to step out of time and give us a way to be united in one thing. And so this today, it's like Jesus is wanting to, for you guys who are getting baptized, Jesus is wanting to suck you out of 2024 and take you back to that moment where Jesus is having his baptism. We don't all have to be back there in the year, whatever that would have been, the year 30-ish. I'm looking at Debbie there. I just got a little nod. I'm good. I'm great. And so we don't have to get sucked back to that point. But what Jesus was doing was he was saying, I want to create something that you can all identify with. Every single believer can get a feel for this. And so he instituted this thing of baptism so that we could be joined with him. And more than that, heaven spoke over Jesus as he was baptized. And his identity got revealed. You can read it for yourself in Matthew 3:16. I'm not going to I'm going to paraphrase it, but it's there. I promise you, Matthew 3:16-17. This voice from heaven speaks audibly. It's God the Father speaking. Just imagine for a minute being there. The spectators heard the audible voice of God. And he said this, is my son, and I love him, and I am so pleased with him. Why is this important? Because we need to know that our identity has now forever been entwined with Jesus, with his identity. We've been made sons and daughters. We've been adopted in, the Bible says. And so our identity has been revealed. And one of the things that is so powerful and so beautiful for every single person who's getting baptized today is we'll have sat with them. So you can just rest assured we've sat with everyone who's getting baptized. And we've said, do you know that you are a dearly loved child of God? Do you know that? Have you heard that voice speaking into your heart that you are so loved? That we are his children. And that he really likes us. In the NIV, it uses the Essex expression, which is to say, he is well pleased with us. He is well pleased with us. Question number two. I'm really out of time already, aren't I? Who asked me to speak? I don't know. Right, question number two. Do you put your trust in Jesus as your Lord and Savior? I shouldn't lean over the pool with an electric radio mic. Do you put your trust in Jesus as your Lord and Savior? It says in Philippians 2, therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. You know, this is a countercultural thing. People bow their knees to a lot of things in life today. These guys that are getting baptized are saying, you know what? I'm going to put the name of Jesus first. The name of Jesus is the highest name. There is no greater authority. We've just been singing about giving him glory and honor. You have to remember, this is a king. We are there is a holiness and a reverence. We come across as a relaxed people. And we are a relaxed people because we are at ease in the presence of God. But make no mistake, God is holy. He is the name above all names. That's the name that's been given to Jesus. And so we're in the presence of royalty. And so these guys that are getting baptized today are saying, Jesus, I'm elevating you to be my king, to be my Lord. And that's a powerful thing. And it's a countercultural thing. Awesome. There's something as well about that word saviour. It's really important, guys, that you're getting baptised. Good Friday has just happened. Anyone out on the streets with us on Friday? Yeah, a whole bunch of people. On the cross, Jesus said, "It is finished." What we're doing with this is like a funeral in one sense. This is like a death. When we're baptizing people, we're going to stand either side of them. A couple of us will be in the water. We're going to stand either side of the person who's going backwards. We're literally going to lay them backwards and lift them back up again. That moment of laying them back, it signifies something. It represents something. It's an illustration of the fact that they've died. Their old self has been done away with. What that means is we have been saved from our past. We've been saved from the debt that our sin owed. We've been set free from the curse of it, set free to actually live a life that is worthy of what Jesus has paid the price for. And so it's really important, guys, that you're getting baptized. You need to know your sin, your past, your guilt, your shame, every bad decision you think you've ever made and is kind of haunts you, that is finished. It's done away with. That's not you anymore. And I want to say this, don't try and raise the dead person back up. It's really stupid to raise dead people. When they're dead, they're dead. Leave the dead people in the ground. But be raised, be resurrected in the name of Jesus to a new life, this new life that you now live in Christ. And you become a brand new creature, the Bible says, a brand new creation. You become a brand new boy or girl. It's who we are in Christ. I think this is good news, yeah? Can I give my last point? Have I got time? Just my last one. Leo's not looking happy with me. Oh boy, oh boy. You know, when you're married to the host, it's tricky. Sunday lunch gets tricky. Last one. Do you turn your back on living for yourself and freely choose to follow him? It says in John 10:27, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. You know, we don't have to do this life on our own anymore. We don't. We get to now walk hand in hand, arm in arm with our God for the rest of our days. I was just saying to you, it's an adventure. This life now, it's an adventure. You don't owe him anything. Can I just say that? You don't. He has paid the price in full. You cannot make God love you any more or any less. He loves you. Whether you knew that before you walked in the door this morning or you now know it, he loves you. What you get to do, this today, this is the biggest yes I'm in and thank you that you can possibly give him. And then it's a life of saying, you know what? You know, there's a country song. I like a bit of country music. There's a country song that says, Jesus, take the wheel. Have you heard that song? I don't know who it's by. I can't remember. Someone will tell me. But there's a Jesus, take the wheel. I want to say this. It's even better than that. Because actually, as we surrender and we say, Jesus, take the wheel, Jesus says, thank you very much. Now come and sit on my lap. Let's drive this thing together. Let's drive this thing together. And let's go on an adventure together. That's what this is the beginning of. This is the beginning of a brand new dance. It's the beginning of a brand new journey. It's like a path is being opened up. You know, I felt like there was people here this morning, you didn't even know that a path with God existed. I feel like today there's some people in this room and you're thinking, I didn't think this was true. I didn't think this was real. But there is something going on in my heart right now that is telling me, I think this might be true. If that is you, please come and talk to us afterwards. We would so love to introduce you to our friend Jesus Christ, because he will absolutely transform your life, I promise. Okay. So, guys getting baptized, are you ready? It's going to be good. Awesome. I'm handing back to you. Wonderful.
Okay. Well, he may go over, but he's